further turn on your light. Sister, turn your light on. And if you put your light together, turn on your light, yeah. Yes. White man, turn your light on. Oh, if you put your light together, you can light up the world. Ooh. Cold, you turn on your light. Ooh, yeah. Baptist, turn your
rocking with your girl tonight. Let's get this show started. And I want to send my condolences out to the family of the young man who was killed on the amusement park ride. He was securely strapped in this Florida. And when I think about that, it could be anybody's child, it could be anybody. You know, amusement parks have limits, you know, restrictions of, because of, you know, height restrictions. You gotta be this tall to ride rides. A little bit bigger, on the bigger side. They couldn't securely secure him in the ride, and that's why when the ride was ascending down and it got to a stop point, that's when he fell off the ride. Because normally, you know what you would think happened all the way from the top, but no, it was like when it got to the middle, and that's when he fell out to his death. And the sad part is people were sharing the video of him hitting the ground. That's not anything to glorify. If you want to watch it, you know, but like if you're a reporter and you have to watch it because you're gonna report about it. You understand what I'm saying? That's different. But just to be sharing, it's like people are sharing the video and then making comments, and some of the comments are not good comments. So I am going to I want to see if I can find that story. And I'm going to share it with y'all. And you know, the tournament is on. And you know, getting down to the four. Congratulations goes out to, as I look for this article, congratulations goes to St. Peter's in New Jersey. They beat Kentucky. And they played St. Mary's, and they beat them. And they wind up playing Purdue and beat Purdue to make it to the Elite Eight. They went from, because you know, it starts with 32, from 32 to 16, from 16 to 8, from 8 to 4. They were ranked number 15. Kentucky, Mary's, and Purdue are ranked higher than them, and they beat those two teams. So the congrats goes out to them, and I hope you get, and they have to go against North Carolina. North Carolina is my team. North Carolina is my team. But the way that St. Peter's played, that I think they have a chance of that. They can come close. I won't say they're going to beat North Carolina, but they could come close to beating North Carolina. But they could. Because, you know, that's a Cinderella story. There's never in the tournament history has there been a fifth seed get this far in the tournament. They would win the first game, lose the second. They've never got down to the Elite Eight. You know what I'm saying? They've never gotten down to the Elite Eight. And they have won in there. So congratulations to St. Peter's. And now let's get into this story. It says, 14-year-old dies after an amusement park ride in Florida. Words can't say how we feel. Our hearts go out to the family of this young man. That's all we can say at this time. A spokesperson for the ride operator said in the statement. It says, 14-year-old boy died after falling from the amusement park on a Thursday night. According to authorities, police arrived at the Orlando Free Fall Action Icon Park at 12 p.m. After receiving a 911 call, according to a statement from the Orange County Sheriff's Office, witnesses on scene reported that someone has fallen from the ride, police said. The teenager, who was identified on Friday as Tyree Sampson of Missouri, was transported to a local hospital where he succumbed to his injuries, officials said. Additional information about the incident is not yet available. This death investigation is in its very earliest stages, police said. Words can't say how we feel, John Stein, spokesman for the Slingshot Group, which owns and operates the ride, and said in a statement, according to NBC News, the outlet also reported that said the boy was wearing a safety harness at the time of the incident. Our hearts go to the family of this young And that's all we can say at this time. Addison did not immediately respond to people's request for comment. So I wanted to say Orlando FIFA will be closed indefinitely per the Associated Press. We operate the ride with all the safety precautions. Everything is in place, and this is why we're doing this investigation, signs on the news agency. The Orlando FIFA ride has been described by as the world's freestanding drop tower. Climb aboard the stunning attraction, a bird's eye view of your favorite spot in Central Florida before tilting you 30 degrees forward and dropping you at over 75 miles per hour on social media. Back in February, shortly after the attraction, which is 430 feet tall, opened in late December. All the information about the ride on the park's website no longer appears to be available. A press release stated that it can carry 30 riders at a time. Icon Park did not immediately respond to people's request for comment. Another thing about advising that appeared to show passengers having a discussion about restraints with staff before the ride began and as it starts to make its ascent, according to Today in the video, a rider can be seen falling from the ride as it dropped. Are you sure you checked him? One crew member can be heard asking. Afterwards, in the clip, to which others appear to say that they had, a park employee previously died on a different ride in the park in 2020 while conducting a safety check, reported the Orlando Sentinel. Condolences go out to the Sampson family. I'm not even related to this kid, and it hurts my heart. I'm not an amusement park person. I don't get on rides like that. Because as a kid, I'm afraid of heights. I mean, I can go somewhere and be high, but as a kid, I was afraid of heights and stuff, so I wouldn't get on anything. I don't get on roller coasters. For that same reason, how it goes up and then drops like that, I don't get on roller coasters. My heart, I've been on kiddie roller coasters, and my heart skips the beat from the kiddie roller coaster. So I know how my being on a regular roller coaster. Yep. So condolences to the family. Because I have a neck close to his age, and the thing is, if that was with you, I'd be ready to kill somebody at that amusement park, even though, because you have to make sure that everybody is securely in on the ride. And if he was a little bit too big for the ride, the harness wouldn't strap correctly, then you should have said, well, you can't fit, it doesn't fit, this doesn't fit you properly, so I can't let you ride the ride. But no, you gotta ride. It's like, dang, do you want to go in the amusement park for this? You can't blame the man. All he has to do is get in the ride and sit, or whatever, how up you in. That's all. They should have double checked, sure that every person was secured in their harness if they set that ride off. Now you his friend, family member, you get that call. The call and say, Mr. and Mrs. Sampson, I'm glad to inform you that your son Tyree has passed. Or even be a family member and have to get that call from the parents saying that Tyree is gone. No parent wants to get no message like that. If I'm going to an amusement park, I'm going to an amusement park that I know. I mean, every amusement park is going to have their issues. But I don't think this amusement park is as big as, like, Great Adventure. Yeah, my condolences. Yeah, let's keep this. I don't want to stay on this story and bring the movie, the show down. We got it. So, okay. So, here's something. It says, an Applebee's and Taco Bell franchise executive wrote in a leaked email that high gas prices will bring new workers who won't demand high wages. You gotta be kidding me, says an executive at American Franchise Capital, which owns 67 Taco Bells and 50 Applebee restaurants, said in a leaked email that rising gas prices would mean more applicants and the opportunity to offer them lower wages. Most of our employees base and potential employees live paycheck to paycheck. Any increase in gas prices cuts into their disposable income. As inflation continues to climb and gas prices continue to go up, that means more hours will need to work to maintain their current level of living. Well, Wayne Pankratz serves as Executive Director of Operations of American Franchise Capital, also known as AFC Brands, according to seemingly deleted LinkedIn profile. So, Pankratz added in the email that locations were no longer competing with the government when it comes to hiring. Stimulus money is no more. This benefits us as prices rise. People who were relying on unemployment money simply will have less money to spend. It was people into the workforce, he wrote. Work email also noted that small businesses will also face rising costs and struggle to keep employees. Some businesses will not be able to hold on. This is going to drive more potential employees into the hiring pool, he wrote. And AFC spoke to the Kansas City Star, the email does not match the company's viewpoint. In a statement to Insider, Chief Operating Officer Kevin Carroll said, this is the opinion of an individual, not Applebee's. We understand that the franchisee who owns and operates restaurants in this market have placed the individual on leave. By the lifeblood of our restaurants. And our franchisees are always looking to reward and incentivize team members and new and current to remain within the Applebee's family. Multiple employees at an Applebee's in Lawrence, Kansas quit over the email. And the location was closed briefly. Tuesday, amid a walkout, according to the Lawrence Journal World, Jake Holcomb, one of the managers, quit, saw the email on Monday. Distributed copies to reporters and posted it online, according to the paper. Inside, I was not able to find a way to contact AFC to comment besides LinkedIn messages to its listed CFO, Mike Rummel, and a call to the phone number listed for the business that apparently now belonged to the business. Representatives for Taco Bell didn't respond to the request or request for comment. Scott Fisher, a spokesperson for Apple Central, which owns the Lawrence location and is owned by AFC Brands, for a hiring restaurant, told the Lawrence Journal World, it is embarrassing, he said. And crazy to say that. And because of your email, that location has lost employees. But you hired some back. You hired some new employees, I see, and not the same ones. Yep. So we're going to take a quick break here and give you some music. And we're going to do... Let's do some Carol Richardson. Let's do this.
Feel like I am moving when I'm standing still. You make what's fake seem so real. You got my heart that's still. You're the perfect start to the rest of my day. And they say love is blind, girl. Everybody can't see. In love, sometimes we lose. I got a good thing. I count on you, babe. That's what they talking about, the relevant. That's just hearsay. Oh, oh, babe. Say I got another lover, but I don't roll that away. Baby, what I'm trying to say, it's all about.
Do, do let them rub,
Oh, I'm sure that was Calvin Richardson with his say off the I Am Calvin album. Like that, you got on the streaming platforms. So we're going to get back into the show. Now, as I said earlier, you know, go to the Final Four is doing right now. We're doing the Elite Eight. And I'm about to give y'all an update. Just give me y'all. I'm going to give you an update. Because right now, I think I was playing Houston right now. I'm going to give you an update on that. Yep. Give you an update. So when the score comes up, I'll give you an update on the score who's winning right now. I don't want to know who to win. I'm just sorry. Not me. I'm out of Houston. Oh, so Villanova is winning. It was winning. 32-27, but they messed it up and Houston could come back and take it. I've seen games where the team I like had the lead and then they and the other team won. And I'm like, how did you let them take the lead? You know you're the team. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know you're the team. Why are you letting this team get the better of you and take the lead? Yep. Yeah. I'm going to assume. Here's another sad story. And this is really some... Someone killed while visiting her son's grave for his first birthday in heaven. You gotta be, and this is coming from the New York Post, you gotta be kidding me. It says a mother was shot Tuesday at a Texas cemetery while visiting the grave of her recently deceased son for his first birthday, police and her ex-husband said. Yolanda Ann Goygia, 52, was fairly shot just at 5 p.m. at the Calvary Baptist Church Garden, a memory cemetery in Killeen. A second victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries, police said. I have no words because I can't believe this is real. Your ex-husband, Kene, in Georgia, wrote on Facebook, "This is stuff you see in movies, but it has become my life. I can't believe going, how y'all going to kill her on her son's birthday? At his gravesite," Kenia wrote. The ex-husband told KWTX that Yolanda was visiting the grave of her son on what would have been his 22nd birthday. A mere night on New Year's Eve day, according to his birthday, he was one of three children Yolanda and Kenia had together, the outlet reported. "My children will never be the same again," Kenia wrote in another Facebook post. "Those words took a precious time for us, but gave us an amazing angel to guide us. So no, we ain't nowhere but up, because we know how hard you roll for your family," the father said. Killeen police said the shooting, which they called an isolated incident, is being investigated as a murder. Police have not yet released the identities of the victims. Okay, now this is crazy. Visiting her son at his site. And then a stray bullet come out of nowhere and kill her, injure someone else. See, this is why I do the Stop the Violence shows. For shit like this. This is, I don't know how her son who would have been if he was still alive. I don't know if he was senselessly killed. It doesn't say that in the article. Or maybe he had some disease that took his life. I don't know. But for the moment to go to his grave and how life is taken on his birthday. Now, the rest of the family, not only are they mourning the son, but his around their mourning the son, now they got to mourn their mother. So, if I was her child, not only do I got to mourn my brother on this day, I have to mourn my mother. Because she was visiting my brother in his grave on his birthday. And this happened in Texas. I don't get it. You just messed up a family's life. You messed up some family's life. And I tell you, I say this all the time. Every time I do these Stop the Violence shows, it's always over something stupid. But because the person, the one that was shooting, felt disrespected, they had to shoot him. You're not going to disrespect me and pull out a gun and shoot at them. Accordingly, if you hit your target, of course they're not going to disrespect you anymore because they're going to be dead. And now what police departments are doing, what a lot of you don't know, is that the streetlights have cameras in them now. Why do you think you get sent a ticket to your house for committing a traffic violation? Because there's cameras and the lights and they catch you. That's how police know you ran a red light. That's how they know you ran a red light. And this is condolences to that family, for real. Condolences to that family. And what you don't understand, you don't know how young her other children are. Because I've said this last week when I did a 6-year-old Stop the Violence show, that what if the baby's an infant? That baby being an infant hasn't fully developed yet. So they're not going to have a memory of their mother. Or if it, say it was the father, they're not going to have a memory of the father. The only memories they're going to have is what the other parent tells them about that parent. Or what other family members tell them about that parent. They're not going to have their own memories. And I shared the story of my friend who shared his life story of his mother. He was only 2 years old. And he said it got to him. You know, his siblings had memories and he didn't. Of his mom and he didn't. That got to him. Because they got to experience his mom and he didn't. You understand what I'm saying? He got to experience his mom. They got to experience his mom and he didn't. Now, what if the other things, this recent shooting of this lady, what if they were young, they had no memory of who their mom is? So the 22-year-old will be the only one who have been, he's no longer here, so he's the only one that has memories with his mom. Y'all need to care about yourselves. Y'all don't think of who you or whose lives you're affecting when you do business like this. So her kids without her. Your mom, if she's still living, gets to still see you even though it's behind bars, she still gets to see you. If you have children, your children if the other parent lets them visit you in jail, they still get to see you. Those kids don't get to see their mom. You gotta think, my first boyfriend, my first date, prom, graduation, those things that my parents are there for to experience with you, their mom is not gonna be able to experience. Their dumbass wants to play shoot 'em up, bang bang in the streets, and the bullets you shot out your gun killed this woman. Now let's switch it up. Let's say that was your mom visiting the cemetery and that happened to her. You'll be pissed to the highest of festivity. You'll be pissed to the highest of festivity. You'll be ready to want to go shoot whoever did this to your mom. And you think to yourself, like, well, I go, yeah, I'm no better than the people that killed my mom. Because all the love to the family, you got to get together. Violence doesn't solve anything. Any problem you have with someone, violence doesn't solve it. Because, to be honest, that issue that you have with this person is still going to be there. Yep. You think, oh, you shot him or her, or stabbed him or her, that the issue goes away? No, it's still there. It's never resolved. You just think pulling out a gun and shooting or pulling out a knife and stabbing is going to resolve it. No, the issue's still there. And you know why? You know what the problem is going to be? It's going to keep being brought up. And even though the person is not here to defend themselves, that is going to keep being brought up. And it's going to make you relive what happened and what happened. I think it was on the news that showed a court case. And they asked the guy if he had remorse for what he did. And the guy said no. He had no remorse for what he did. And they're going to ask you that same question. Do you have any remorse for what you did? And when you think back to why you in this person in the first place, you remember, oh, that was so stupid. I shouldn't have did what I did. I did it because I'm dumb, young and dumb. Yep. And you want to clear thing when you're in jail because you're going to get caught. It may not be right away, but you will get caught. You know what's going to be crazy? Is this has happened where someone has committed a crime, got away with it, and got arrested for doing something else? And they put, when they find out who did it and they put them through the system, they're already in jail. It's like, they're already in jail. Y'all gotta stop this craziness. Okay, here we go. Business news says Amazon pulling the plug on most of its retail stores apart from Whole Foods means it doesn't care as much acquiring Prime members anymore, only retaining them, Anna says. This story is a... Okay. Amazon is Crossroads and this store strategy. Analysts predict its grocery stores will gain importance. Earlier this month, the company said it would shutter several of its physical retail chains, including Amazon Books, a four-star and pop-up stores. Okay. I'm trying to get the rest of the article. This is one of the articles they want you to subscribe to get the rest of the damn... Oh, heck, I'll keep reading. Okay. Yeah, that is an article. On this site that I'm looking at, they want you to subscribe to their site to get to be able to read the rest of the article. But I get where Amazon is coming from, though. From a little bit of that I read, I can get where they're coming from. Because a lot of companies do... Right, do well better online than they do physical brick and mortar store. So I get that Amazon's not going to open any more stores because it's better. They're making money through online than they ever was making it through brick and mortar, except for Whole Foods. You understand what I'm saying? Except for Whole Foods, Amazon's making the majority of their money through online. Because everybody's shopping through Amazon online. Yep. And it's crazy, you know, a lot of people want to open brick and mortars, but the way this economy is going, they're not going to last long. So if I can create the store I envision, if I create it through online, I know I will get more sales than a brick and mortar. And then when you think about it, then what if, you know, but if I have a brick and mortar and people want to return something, this is what I love about Amazon, right? You buy something from Amazon, you can go to any UPS store to do a return. You can go to Whole Foods, because Whole Foods is part of Amazon. Go to the mall. They have an Amazon bookstore in the mall. You can go there and do returns. Any business that is associated with Amazon, you can go to those stores and do returns. You can go to those stores and do returns. And that's what I like about Amazon. You know what I'm saying? That's what I like about Amazon. You go to stores, you return. Like, was it last month or in January, rather, I did a return for Amazon. And I went to the UPS store to return it. and go on Amazon, fill out the thing, and then you can go, you go to your local UPS store, show them the thing Amazon sent you as a return slip. They scan it, and your package goes back to Amazon. But for those, but one thing I don't like is my mom just ordered recently, not recently, but I think a month back, a cushion from Amazon. But because Amazon also allows third parties to post their stuff on the site, and you can order from third parties. So if that party is from another country, if you gotta return the item, you have to ship back to whatever country it came from. She ordered a cushion, it came from China. She went to the return slip, and she went to the UPS store to return it. They told her, because it's a third party, not, it didn't exactly come from, even though it was shipped through Amazon, but the item didn't exactly come from Amazon, it would cost $500 to ship that to where it came from. Now that's crazy. I'm searching through Amazon for something. I get it. I say, oh, I'll send it back. You telling me to send it back to where it originally came from, I would have to pay $500? For me, I'm like, what crack is you smoking? The thing, I'm going to pay $500 just to send some lousy old cushion back. Nope. This is why you gotta, when you're ordering products from Amazon or any site like Amazon, before you order, please read the fine print, especially when it comes to returns. Because when you read that fine print, it'll tell you if Amazon's who you shipping it back to, or if you're sending it back to the third-party person whose item it really is. Yep. Because, yep. Because that's ridiculous. And I think this is how a lot of these companies get over with selling on Amazon. Because they know people are going to buy from them. Right? People are going to buy from them. And realize that they can't, when it come, they need to return it. And it's like, well, you got this from this person, I ship it back to them. And sometimes they'll give you a link to the person's web to where you get the label from them and not from Amazon, not knowing. You understand what I'm saying? Not knowing that you'll be paying a hefty fee just to send it back to that third. But just keep it in. This is what I say. If you order something that it costs too much to return, that if it costs too much to return and you can't use it, just donate it. Just donate it. Just take it as a loss. Just donate it. Take it as a loss. That's what I say. Take it as a loss and just donate it. Because, but if it's a big hefty amount that you spent, then yeah. But then if it's gonna cost more to ship it back than to get what you paid for it, then I would say either sell it to try to coop some of your money back, or just donate it, because you can't use it, but I'm sure somebody can use it. Yep. Here's a story. And I remember this story, but I think we shared this a long time ago. This is rap pioneer goes on trial for murder with a calculator of self-defense. In 2017, Robert Creole was living a quiet life. The artist who achieved fame in the early 80s as a member of Watershed Hip Hop Collective, Grandmaster Fashion and Fashion, worked at a coffee shop in Manhattan, no longer received, let alone the adulation of crowds. But he minded his own sporting earbuds during his day commute to work. By all accounts, the man born Nathaniel Glover was a normal 57-year-old guy who lived alone in a room Bronx apartment. Around midnight on August 1st of that year, a chain of events thrust the Glover back in the spotlight. Facts are agreed upon, but the motivation behind them remains in dispute. He was on his way to work when he had a run-in with a 55-year-old man named John Jolly Glover, who died at the hospital shortly thereafter. The next day, the New York police arrested Glover and charged him with second-degree murder. For more than 2 years, Glover has been detained on his island in a notorious jail complex awaiting trial. Glover finally had his day in court Friday, opening statements again in his case at Manhattan Supreme Court. Authorities have claimed that Glover had no reason to fear Jolly, let alone stab him to death. They intimated that Glover's actions might have been motivated by him. Glover doesn't deny stabbing Jolly, but has insisted he did himself in defense. His attorney suggested that people would be more sensitive to Glover's fear of Jolly and his reaction if the former star wasn't black. Glover led into court with handcuffs, attentively watched their presentations. He sported a bronze black suit with a white shirt, clean colored tie. The boxy jacket diminished his already slight stature. Prosecutor Dog Dahl launched his opening statement with Glover alleged own words while he was in police custody. I should have just killed him. It's all my fault as I chose to stab him. I have to take responsibility for that. Dahl agreed that Jolly 55 wasn't a threat. Leaning against a building on 43rd Street in Midtown that night, drinking a beer, he said hello to some passers and shook others' hands. At one point, a man with a ponytail later identified as Glover walked by the exchange of words, Dahl said, and Glover continued on his way. Jolly was settling back into his spot. Glover started walking back towards him. As they sat face to face, the man sort of turns away from him, reaching in his sleeve, and then the two of them go off. The building security camera Dahl said, they are out of the frame for 14 seconds. Only one man, Jolly appears. Jolly seemed okay at first, but as he made his way to 3rd Avenue, surveillance footage showed that a dark spot on his shirt got bigger and bigger. By the time he got to the end of the block, the entire front of his shirt was covered in blood. That was the reason he collapsed. Police reviewed surveillance footage and suspected the man with the ponytail was involved in stabbing. They ultimately identified the man as Glover and went to his apartment the next day. At one point, Glover allegedly said, yeah, I wasn't expecting you guys. I didn't think you'd get to hear this soon, though. Glover wound up telling the police everything Dahl claimed. He explained how on the night of the incident, he was on his way to work. He saw a man standing alone next to a building. He suspected that the man was gay, was looking for someone to hook up with. The man said something to Glover, Doll said, so he took out his earphones and said, what did you say? And the man said, what up? Doll continued, this kind of annoyed Mr. Glover because in his mind, when the man asked him what up, and that annoyed him. Glover said something along the lines of, nothing up, bro, nothing up. He worried the man might follow him, so Glover turned, noticed that he was coming in his direction, and Jolly remarked, all I said was, what's up? Glover started to walk away, but claimed that Jolly started to follow him. Glover told police he was a little afraid. So he decided to reach into his sleeve and grab the kitchen knife that he kept after his wrist with rubber bands, and quickly stabbed it on the chest. Doll said, making a stabbing gesture after the jurors looked on, Glover went to work as if nothing had happened. He didn't talk to anyone and went to the bathroom, where he immediately started washing off the knife. Glover bosses told him there wasn't any work for him that evening, so he went home, making sure to change his clothes and take a different route home. When Glover got out of the train, he threw his knife into a sewer grate. He tossed the knife. According to him, the man didn't touch him. He didn't say he had a weapon or anything like that. The claim. Glover's attorney, Scotty Celestin, painted a far different picture. He was a hardworking man who, like most New Yorkers, wanted to get to work without incident. We're hoping nobody messes with Celestin told the jury.
Well, I'm going to take a break here. And I'm just going to take a musical break. And I will get back into the article after this musical break. Let's do this.
Thank you.
We are back. That is that's a long story. I'm gonna get back to it. And it says here, as the lesson telling as lovers got off the train, he saw a man who seemed off. Glover, who Celestin claimed the cat is anxiety being robbed, and so that he would walk by without anything happening, has his earphones in, and the man says something to him, Celestin said. You're trying to make quick assessments, Celestin said, snapping his fingers. Does this person know me, recognize me, because I'm programmed by the Fury 5? Is the person asking for direction? Is he asking for money? Is he going to harm you? Celestin continued. The guy says, what's up? The guy makes this assessment. Hey, maybe this guy's hitting on me. He says he's annoyed that he's right. He's in New York, they're from the Bronx. He knows to turn around and see this guy is following him. Following me, Mr. Glover is a petite man, and the statement that he gives says, I'm hoping this man doesn't call him his bluff. I don't want him to do anything to me, Celestin explains Glover's position. So he acknowledges that he acknowledges he stabbed this man. Yes, he acknowledges that. But he doesn't know this man from a game. Right? He doesn't know this man from a can of paint. If I'm in his shoes and I'm walking by and somebody says, up, and I don't know you, what? If I don't know you, why are you speaking to me? I don't want to be rude. I'm one of those people that don't want to be rude. Hey, but I don't know you. And you remember that saying as a kid, your parents tell you not to talk to strangers. You know that saying. You know that saying your parents say don't talk to strangers. And you carry that with you also as an adult. Right? Like, I don't know this person. I know, because I've walked the streets and people have stopped, have said hello to me, and I'm looking at them like, I don't know this person. And sometimes I might, just to be nice about it, I would say hello back, but sometimes I won't say nothing because I don't know you. And kind of person you are. I'm not trying to get harmed. I'm not trying to get harmed. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to get harmed. Right? I'm not trying to get harmed. Right? I'm not trying to get hurt, but some people are crazy. They're crazy. You know, he's done 4 years already without seeing a judge, and now he finally gets to see the judge. So I call it time served. Because normally, most cases like this, they get 5 to 10 years. He's done 4, so I would say time served. Knowing them, when they're on this case, they're going to attack more. He's going to wind up sitting there for more time. He's only done 4, so he's probably, they might say he got to sit in there for 2 more years. I'm just saying, I know that the man's family probably say, you know, most of the time in these cases, the judge, because even though you haven't got to get to see the judge, when you first got arrested and you spent in jail, they will consider time served if you show some remorse for what you did. A lot of them don't show remorse. If I could go back, I would again. It's not if I could go back, I wouldn't do it. No. Some people have facial expression like, if I can go back, I would do it again. But you don't know this man, and you this man's walking down the street, and here you go, hello, or what's up? It's like, what is wrong with you? When you think about it, it's like, what is wrong with you? You know, it really is crazy. It really is crazy. Yep, it really is crazy. Hold on. Okay, let me do another song selection. Yeah.
Hey, love. You say you need somebody to be there for you.
Stop.
I love you all day long. It's kind of funny, but I don't think you have to look no further. You're nothing.
home for you. There ain't a damn thing that I won't do. I'll make your body cream with my sex machine. I won't stop until I hear your mother scream.
Was Joe right there with a quick musical break I had to take because I've been interrupted while doing the show, so I had to take a musical break. Y'all know that classic. Yeah, so I hope that because he sat 4 years for his time, they give him time served or make him do one more year to make it an even 5. But when you, like, the purpose of going to jail is to be rehabilitated and be able to acclimate back into society. But a lot of people do not get rehabilitated. Because if you see, what's that movie? It's with Brian Hooks, and he went to jail for a crime he committed, and then he violated, sent him back, and let him out, and they said, well, you messed up again, this will be your third strike, meaning if he violates again, he would have to do the whole sentence. Let's just say, like I said, let's say without him, he got to do 5 to 10. And he does 5 of that 10, right? He gets out with 5, he violates, he goes back in. Okay, because you violated, you got to do a month. He does a month. They tell him, if you violate again, you're going to finish out the rest of your whole sentence. So that means he would have to go and finish out the rest of it. If he did 5 and he's supposed to do, and he got up to 10, he's going to have to do the other 5 if he violate for the third time. When you get sent to jail, while you're in there, they're supposed to be rehabilitating you so that when you come out, you can be an upstanding citizen, but that doesn't happen. And that's the sad part. It doesn't happen. Yep, it doesn't happen. And that's the sad part, that a lot of inmates are not rehabilitated. And what makes it frustrating is that they come out because of the crime they committed. Nobody wants to hire them. So if you go to jail for murder, and you know on the application they're going to ask you if you've ever been convicted of a felony or be convicted of a crime, and you answer, and if they ask you what's that crime, and you say murder, Who wants to hire a murderer? No matter how good of a person they are, just the fact that they went to jail for murder scares people. Because you feel like, well, this person's going to kill me. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I hope that he's able to act in court hearing that say, and I hope that the judge knows, one more year is time served, or they say the 4 years time served. So, yeah, that's on that one. So, to catch you up, Villanova has beat Houston. Houston beat Arizona, and they play Villanova. That would be Houston. So, we get down to the Final Four. You know, this is the Elite Eight. We get, so, I don't know who Villanova will be playing, but we got St. Peter's playing North Carolina. Oh, gosh. And I forgot the other four teams. I mean, the other two teams. So, Arkansas Duke, about to happen. Duke better win this one. That's all I got to say, is Duke better win this one. And we got, that's why Kansas, they win against Providence. So, Kansas is playing, so Kansas, who Kansas is playing, but that's the other two games. So, Peter's playing North Carolina. You got Arkansas playing Duke. And you got Kansas playing. They're playing. So I'll keep that updated while I'm still live on this show. But this tournament this year, it's like you see teams you like on the bracket, and it's like, I'm gonna pick my team that I like. And then you sit and you watch the game, and your team loses to a team that they should beat. Michigan, they should have beat. Kentucky should have let St. Peter's beat them. But when you think about the underdog, St. Peter's is what you would call the underdog. You know, the story, but they'll be what you call the underdog. And when it comes to when you're betting, when you're placing bets, everybody's going to place their bet on Kentucky to win. And then the underdog rises and wins. And you say, damn, for the ever in good times. Damn. Because depending on how much you bet it, you're going to be shooting yourself in the foot because you're going to be pissed depending on what you bet it. Yep. But I just feel, I'm like, wow. Coach K done retired. This is his last season. He wants to go out on top. And I think he beats Arkansas. Are they playing Villanova? If Duke beat Arkansas, they're playing Villanova, I'm not sure. But if St. Peter's beat North Carolina, North Carolina is my team. I want them to win. But then, like I said, you got to think of the underdog. Everybody's rooting against the underdog. They made it to the Elite Eight. Out of 32 teams, St. Peter's made it to the Elite Eight, and they were ranked number 15. Out of 32 teams, they were ranked number 15. And they made it to the Elite Eight. And they said this, they said, you know, there's a lot of teams who rank 15, make it to the tournament and don't make it past the first round of the tournament. Or if they do, they don't even get past the second round. St. Peter's made it to the third round, which is the Elite Eight. Yep. So, I give St. Peter's their props. I give the coach his props. Because he said, my boys are playing the game like they just playing basketball. You know, like you go out to the park, just shoot some hoops. You playing a pickup game on the basketball court in your neighborhood. That's how these boys are playing. See, these boys got heart. See, what's crazy is, a lot of these teams you expecting to win when they play against these underdog teams, it's thinking we got the win. It's already thinking we got the win. St. Peter's ain't going to beat us. But they put St. Mary's neck and beat them. That's crazy when you send yourself an underdog team is beating an elite team. Has won an NCAA championship before. I'm just saying, if North Carolina gets beat by them, you can never, ever, ever, ever disregard the underdog. Because St. Peter's has proven that they got Night, St. Peter's. It's schools that have played in the tournament, many times out of the tournament, that I've never heard of. I've never heard of these schools. And then to have this teams you like, beat them is like, wow. No, don't sleep on these little schools. Don't sleep on these little schools. A lot of people who want to play basketball don't want to go to these big teams. I see why a lot of people who like playing basketball want to play basketball in college. A lot of them don't go to these big schools because they know they gotta get us the top players on their team. They're not gonna get as much shine or burn on the court. And when you go to a small school, everybody gets shine. They're not focusing on just one person. So, yeah, it's crazy. I want my boys to win, but I think it's going to be a good game between the two. But I want my boys to know how to win. Really, I do. Now, I've been watching, and it hurt my heart that I've been watching the women's tournament. Because the other day, I was looking for it because they said, I think I was looking for it on Wednesday. I know women's tournament, we were running on Friday. And the women's tournament don't get as much love as the men's tournament. Because look at the men's tournament. They're on TBS, TNT, CBS. The women's tournament, I think, is on ESPN. Plays through ESPN, all the ESPN channels. They don't get as much love as the guys. So, yeah. I don't... Wait a minute, here's a story. It says Black News Channel shuts down permanently fails to meet payroll. Wow. BSC host Aisha Del Waters, BNC president Princel Hare, host Charles Blow, right, who's in the picture. But let me get into the story. It says, the assumption of the Tallahassee, Florida-based startup news outlet committed to amplifying Black and Brown began with a reserved mission. However, Black News Channel is operating as of yesterday afternoon after only 2 years on the air. In a similar MO of mass layoffs for the cable network, following those right before the holiday in December and again at the end of January, the third round of layoffs came without warning nor difference, as well as failure to meet for weeks already worked. According to the Financial Times, the majority stakeholder and Jacksonville Jaguars owner, Shad Khan, their bank. Even the majority of Black and Brown staff of about 230 roughly jobless without pay. The channel itself will air for the remainder of March. And the memo sent to employees by BSC's chief executive, Princel Hare, benefits will last through the next week, though without the wage. The news came after Khan had information following his 15 investment in the team that John to start the marriage problems that during a few months, we have endured very poor workforce reduction at all levels of the network as we work to achieve our financial goal of a break-even business. At the memo, this has forced all of you to do more with less, and your contributions have been remarkable, only due to challenging market conditions and financial pressures. We have been unable to meet our financial goals at the time. Mine, our fourth has run out, Prince said. Primetime host of the Black News Tonight segment, Mark Lamont took the time to express his frustration. This is what he said. He said, the real exclusive is that he's refusing to give people their pay today. Hundreds of employees whom are significant pay cuts are now being denied money they've already worked for. Khan, a billionaire, simply said he doesn't want to pay. Icons Black channel is shut down. Okay. I'm gonna finish reading this article. Just give me a minute. Oh, there we go. Says in the attempt to save the failing channel, it had been geared for the sale of multimedia companies. However, no investors were willing to resuscitate.
According to Nielsen, BNC had an average of 10,000 views despite reaching 50 million cable households. I've never heard of BNC. And if I did, I would have supported it. Just like I support Roland Martin giving us our news. I would support them too, but they're not in the market. So you have to understand, yes, it's a black cable news network. Right? If they're not in your market, you can't watch it. You cannot watch or support it unless you watch online. But the thing is, okay, I go and watch it, but they're talking about stuff that's happening in the area, not my area. There's no one talking about what's going on in New York, New Jersey. You understand what I'm saying? Because if this is located in Florida, they're talking about what's going on around Florida, not New York, not New Jersey, not any other state. Only big national news channels like CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox are you going to get national news. A lot of these little news stations are not giving you national news because it doesn't resonate with the area. But that's messed up that this billionaire is not going to pay his employees. Let him know, but you won't pay the employees. And you know that when you apply for unemployment, the person you work for has to approve your unemployment. And being that he don't want to pay these people, he is not going to approve their unemployment. That's how I see it. It's a damn shame. I wish there was another billionaire who would bail him out. For them to keep going and to pay the staff, I wish it was. Well, here's a good story for y'all. This is some business news. It says I didn't have the money. How a former truck driver and father of three with less than $1,000 in his bank account built a 16-unit real estate portfolio and became financially independent. Not again. So they want to subscribe just to stories, no. So I read that article because I'm only going to be able to read a little and then to read the rest and want me to subscribe. This is the thing. I don't want to subscribe to something I know I'm not going to go to. That's a subscription if I'm not going to go too late to read news. Here's another good one. It says Steve Harvey hilariously shut down a family feud after honest. Steve Harvey has heard many unexpected answers while hosting Family Feud, but he experienced a different kind of surprise when the thing was about him. It all happened in a recent Family Feud round when the 60-year-old TV personality asked Gonzalez and Holly families to answer a question regarding his signature look. With 7 top answers on the big board, Steve asked Sandy from the Gonzalez team, Tyler from the Holly team, to name a reason So you probably might put on a wig. Moment later, Sandy, but nothing could happen to judge Steve Harvey star for what he was about to hear. Because you're bald, she said. Audience wasted no time on me. I can't answer. Laughter and applause, but it was a different story for the game show. After staying second to process what Sandy offered on behalf of her crew, Steve finally replied back with his two cents. Maybe I will be, he said, seeing the Family Feud host hilariously give her a side eye. Quickly tried to defend her answer. I got three bald brothers. He said, unfortunately, it seems to be too late. Nobody asked nothing, Sandy, Steve replied, and things with. And she could tell the answer one time at the top on the big board. I'm not gonna get big ball. I can tell you that right now. I actually love it. No meaning you said back. In the end, the Gonzalez family had three misses and not family one. But Andrew fans watching the funny scene from home didn't soon forget it. Fourth exchange. I can't stop laughing. My partner wrote on YouTube, I like it when Steve jokes himself. Another guy, Steve Harvey's host and King comedy, different person. It's safe to say that Steve's hosting the party combined with the stand-up comedy back makes for unforgettable and laugh out loud family feuds. As we continue to see Steve and his funny reactions on Family Feud, Celebrity Family Feud, and Jesse Steve Harvey. Because you're bald. But that was the top answer. That's the crazy thing. And that it was the answer. Y'all the ones that surveyed the people about this question. And they said, because he's bald. So, you know, tomorrow night is the Oscars. And the Oscars is going to be hosted by Wanda Sykes, Amy Schumer, and Regina King. No, Regina Hall, my bad. Regina Hall. Yep. Wow. So the first story I started off with tonight. So an article popped up that says that the young men who died from being on that amusement park ride, his last words was, "My mom and dad, I love them." Wow. Wow. That right there, wow. That's just shocking to hear that that was his last word. My mom and dad, I love them. But I just, you know, I'm keeping out of breast of the game. And, you know, Arkansas and Duke is about to play. But, so, if you're on TikTok, you know about Angry Reactions. The guy, his facial expressions have you thinking he's mad all the time. But when he responds, that's gorgeous. That's gorgeous. He got his own Kingsport commercial. He got his own Kingsford chocolate commercial. Kingsford got some new choco, flavored choco. They got chili. That's the one that said chili. One that said garlic and onion and paprika. Choco, that gives you the smell of the seasons you use in your food.
Wow. Yeah, that for me is like, wow. For me, that's a wow. That he got brand deals just from him saying gorgeous on TikTok with his face looking so mean. Yep. And every time they show this country, the residuals come in. For those who don't know, now we do commercials. Every time they show that commercial, you get money. You get sent a check and you're playing the commercials that you're in. It's the same for actors and actresses for when they're in a movie. Every time that movie they was in is shown, they get a residual check. It could be $50, residual check could be $200, but they get a check for whatever movie that they was in. The game is about to start. The Duke game is about to start. It's something I didn't know. But it's only in Los Angeles, so don't get too sick about it. This is from the inside as well. They're not going to let me read the... But I can tell you, it says Los Angeles Guaranteed Program will give people $1,000 a month for 3 years. Here's how. So it'd be like how Semi was. You got $1,200, but for 3 years you would get $1,000 for every month. I think that. I don't live in county, but if I did, I would, damn right I would sign up for that. Do you know what I could do $1,000 every month? One, pay my rent, expand my business. You understand what I'm saying? Yep. I'll be able to expand on my business, pay my monthly rent. Let's see, $1,000 every month. Let's see, be in March, so April's rent will be paid for. The March's $1,000 will pay April's rent. April's $1,000 will pay May's rent, so I'm paying my rent ahead of time, right? Paying my rent ahead of time. Or I may not even touch it. Cause I think like when they give you a check, I think you have up to 90 days to cash it. When somebody gives you a check, like if a business gives you a check, then you have like to 90 days or to whatever date they say on the check to cash it. What I would do is, let's say I started getting it in March. You got March, you got April, you got May, March, April, May, June. So I would holds off. So if we do from that 4,000, I will hold off. I put it in the bank. What I would do is, because I have enough bank account, I will break it up evenly and put it in my bank accounts, all my bank accounts that I have. My business account, even though getting that money that has nothing to do with my business, but I would put some in the business account to help with the business, my regular accounts, you know, like that. All, you know, spread it out all evenly. Yep, that's exactly what I would do. Exactly what I would do. So, Duke is, oh, Arkansas is up. 42, Arkansas is up. If I could get money right now and didn't have to pay it back, that's exactly, I would spread it out on all the bank accounts I have so that my business will have money, that there will be money in the account to keep the business afloat, money in my personal account to keep me personally afloat. And like if I wanna go on vacation, I could just get up and go on vacation. Oh, so it's that time to say goodbye. I'm busy talking to y'all, not paying attention to y'all. We're at the end of the show. So I thank you for rocking with your girl. I mean, thank you for rocking with your girl. If I could extend it just a little bit. Thank you for rocking with your girl. 6 and 0. You know, 6 and 0 is next Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can always join the conversation. If you have topics of your own you want to discuss, you can always email them at rosestarm2010@gmail.com. You can also send it through the website, which is rosestarm.net. And if we decide to go with your topic, we'll invite you on the show to discuss your topic. The next show I have for you is Tonight Indie Mix, and tonight is a hip-hop double play. What is it? Thursday night, I did a double play. Tonight I'm doing a hip hop double play. And those who may be listening for the first time and may not understand what a double play is. A double play is two songs by one artist. So I may play LL, so you can hear a classic by LL, as well as something modern, I won't say recent, but something modern by LL. You will hear it back to back. Double play is. When I do triple play, that's when you hear three songs by one artist. And see, I like to play the artist song back to back, because if I play the one song you know, and then let's say in the second hour I play the second song, you're not gonna know. Well, LL's voice you would know, but I'm saying for other artists, you're not gonna know that that's that artist, because I'm not gonna come on air and say, oh, this is by so and so. I'm just going to play the music, let it flow right through, and I'll tell you all the names of the artists I play at the end. But you know L's voice. I think that's the name. I'm going to start with L tonight. I love me some LL. One of my favorites. I think if there, you know how they say, no, it's, well, you know, they say, oh, this is my top 5 favorite MCs. LL, Luda, T.I., trying to think. Damn, that's LL, T.I., Luda, Those three are definitely in my top. As far as other artists, so there's other rappers I like, but would I say they are my top? So, you know, yeah. But, yeah. So, that's what tonight's show is for Saturday Night Indie Music. It's a hip-hop. Some of these songs you have heard me play before in the station. There's going to be a lot of artists you don't know. Artists you do know. Because you know their voices. So, you know that we'll just start them. And Black Oak Forever Foundation has a Stop the Violence initiative going on, and the T-shirt that says "Ceasefire My Life Matters" as we do the Stop the Violence mixtape, where you, as an artist, you get to participate. Your song has to be about Stop the Violence because that's what it is—a Stop the Violence mixtape. It makes no sense to put your song. And it has to do with Stop the Violence. The purpose of the main is for it to be a Stop the Violence one. And it's going to be a 15 track. It's going to be 15 tracks. And all you got to do is send your song with the title, the name, your artist name. Because I know some of y'all have management and management speaks for you. So if you're sending it, I know. Have all your info included. The bio and pick. Every artist that gets their music played on the Stardom is featured on the website. If you send me a pic, your picture will be on the website. And if you go to roadstardom.net, right, you can see it's full of artist picks from pop, from hip hop and R&B to pop, rock, country. If they jazz, if they jazz. And with this initiative, we're raising funds. That's what we're raising funds from the T-shirt. And I want to put this CD, and I've said this before. I want to put this mixtape on many streaming platforms. And where people if they want to download the mixtape, I could put it on a site to where they can pay whatever amount. Say like Bandcamp. What I like about Bandcamp is when the artists make a Bandcamp page, they can give their music away for free, or they can set a price $5, or they can say whatever you feel like you want to give for the album, and then you can download. So say like, let's say $5 is the, so people could pay $5 for the mixtape, and the money raised from it goes to Black Oak Forever Foundation. That's what I want to do. That's caught back up. Arkansas had the lead, but Duke's caught back up and taking the lead by one. So this is a good thing. So that's what I want to do as far as the mixtape. I think that's what I'm going to do. If it's okay with the artist, because this is to help the Black Oak Forever Foundation. Not something to where, and by them, having to show their stuff is copyrighted so that they can get money on the back end, meaning and stuff from the music. And then I'll probably put it on the site band so people can download it for like $5. Okay. Sorry about that. Sorry about the phone ringing in the studio while I'm on air. But yeah, and I want to do that to raise. And then with the t-shirt, you can, to get the t-shirt, you can go to rosastardommerch.com or Black Oak Forever store, which is blakoke-forever.com. It's dashspring.com. You can go there. And you purchase the t-shirt. You have t-shirt. It's just a t-shirt. I do hoodies. For this one, I just did a t-shirt. The newest initiative we have, I guess you can call it a self-esteem initiative. Well, it's not really the newest one we have, but the newest items, part of the self-esteem initiative we have is that you can get on Black Oak Forever store, which is I'm going to say the address again, blakoke-forever.creator-spring.com. And the newest item we have up there is, and sizes and kid sizes, is I Was Born Uniquely Beautiful with Black Girl Magic. I'm going to say it again. I Was Born Uniquely Beautiful with Black Girl Magic. And the reason why I did this, this in the Black Oak Forever story, is because we got a lot of young girls who are being told they're ugly. They'll never be beautiful, you know, making them have no self-esteem about themselves. And a lot of women are being told the same thing as well, giving themselves low self-esteem. And there's no one who's not, you know what I'm saying? No one's born exactly like you unless you're a twin. You understand what I'm saying? That's why you're uniquely beautiful, because that means there's only one you. That's, you understand, there's only one you. And you're beautiful. Some people say, oh, you're ugly. But to somebody else, they'll say you're beautiful, but because you've heard you're ugly so much that you don't see the I'm beautiful as real. Yep. And you're at the Black Oak Forever store. That's the only place you can. So if you go to the Road Starter merch store and you're looking for that, it won't be there. And that, and any item purchased from the Black Oak Forever store helps Black Oak Forever Foundation. That's why the store was created, to help the Black Oak Forever Foundation. Because we're keeping the dream alive. We started Black Oak Forever, to keep my brother's dream alive, because he started Black Oak. To do a fashion line. So I said this is a way of doing that. And then I said, you know what? Let's change it to a foundation, and the money from the store goes to the foundation. So if you want to help the foundation, or if you don't want to purchase an item, you can always support by making a donation. If you use Cash App, just put $BlakOakForever, which is B-L-A-K-O-K-E. That's how you spell it. So you have to spell it right. Or you can do paypal.me/BlakOakForever. And make sure in the memos and the notes section, you put that as a donation. We also have Black on the website is a Black Oak Forever mug, but we got the promotional one that says Black Oak Forever on it, Black Oak Forever Foundation on it, that we're giving away. We already got someone who wants it, but we have two notebooks, I think it's 8x5. We have two notebooks that say I Hope Forever Foundation on it that were given away, not given away, but that were given to people if they make a donation. All you have to do is, if you're on Instagram, you're on Facebook, if you go to Hope Forever page on Instagram or on Facebook, Black Hope Forever Foundation page on Facebook or on Twitter, and you send a message and say, hey, I want the notebook. If you want to go, I would say, well, you know, it's, you have to make a donation, and then you make the donation, and we'll send it to whatever the address you give us to send it to, and we'll send you your items or whatever donation. So, if you want bonus notes, I will give it. We will send it to you for a $25 donation. If you just want one, we'll send it to you for an $11 donation. I know some people say, oh, if you send us five, we'll do this. You get this item if you send us five. You get this item if you send us 10. You know, like how PBS says, when they're looking for donations, they say, well, you can get the CD from this show if you give this amount of donation. No, if you want both notebooks, it's a $25 donation. You just got to let us know that you want the notebooks. And then once you send the donation, we'll ship out the notebook to you. Like I said, you just make a donation. You can just go to the PayPal, put $BlackHopeForever, Cash App $Forever, PayPal, paypal.me, BlackHopeForever, which is BlackHope spelled BLAAOKE. It's like 8x5, I think that's the notebook size. Like a journal type size, a small journal type size notebook. Yep, two for the $25 donation. Yeah, t-shirts are $25. We have bracelets, but bracelets we're giving away for $5. But if you don't know. You don't know the person that made it, Black, then the bracelet will make no sense for you to even want to get that. Because it says Black Hope Forever, RIP, Jay Taylor. So if you don't know who Jay Taylor is, it will make no sense to rock the bracelet and you don't even know who Jay Taylor is. You know, that's why the bracelets ain't just going off anybody. We have medium, large, and large. T-shirts are $25. If you get more than one, we'll work out a deal. If you buy more than one, because here's these t-shirts. I'm trying to get rid of these t-shirts. one thing I hate is when people say, yeah, I want one. But, you know, haven't purchased it yet. So I'm going to get out of here. Because my dinner time before I get ready for the next show, which is coming up soon. So I'm going to say peace, one love. I appreciate you. Bye-bye now.